here's something related to that.
He has an old house right over there.
Yes, sir.
There's a hard shell preacher lived there in that house. I bet you there's been over 500 weddings on that porch in that house. He was a God-fearing man, Reverend Jim. And they'd come to marry there with white or black. And he could tell when one stole one. They didn't never stop. But that was a old fella. Really, if he was displeased about the marriage, he could tell you and not be obnoxious about it. He'd go ahead and marry you. But he'd more weddings in that home and in any house and ever the churches. I'd say more bumper in all the churches. You'd give him $1 or $2 and we'd get married.
Here's something very closely related to this. Say, after the wedding, there might be a lot of noisy burlesquing, band playing to come around to the house after the wedding. Do you ever have a name for that kind of activity?
That's what they call the send-off party, as it used to be, something. Well, they'd have a reception.
Do they ever do something like firing rifles and pistols or exploding dynamite and then do some rough things for the bride and groom?
I never heard of that around here.
Okay, sometimes they do that in some parts of the country. It's pretty
yeah,
rough.
I've heard of where they have the slats in the bed that takes oh, I've heard of that here once or twice. Oh, I've heard of those things, but today most of the marriages around here, some of them, one or two, sort of violent, a few shotguns with it. But most of them,
say there was a lot of trouble at the wedding party. The police came and they arrested the what?
Right.
They arrested everybody there. They arrested
the groom, the bride, the troublemaker.
Okay, would you say they arrested all the people there? You say they arrested the
old gang.
Well, there's a term called chivalry.
Chivalry?
Chivalry, used in some parts.
Well, otherwise that means, how to say, polite.
You haven't heard of this term, chivalry.
Chivalry? Chivalry? That's another word, chivalry.
Right, you use that one.
That pertains to celebration?
That's the celebration afterwards. It gets pretty rough sometimes and noisy.
Well, I know who that wedding right. The old man had a shotgun to make him go the way. I don't know
anything
like that. Are you talking a little louder now? I'm going to get closer to you, and we'll get through with that.
What do young people like to go out in the evening, and what do they do when they move around on the floor together?
Dance.
Are there various kinds of dances that you know of?
What?
Are there various kinds of dances?
Oh, yeah. Fox shot, the waltz. That's about the only dancing I did do, the little waltz.
What about the names for dances that you have at home?
Well, they have dinner dances. You could have one at a tea.
Do you ever have, say, a hoedown? Or
oh, yeah, I was on a buck dancing, that's what they call it. Don't see much of that now.
What is buck dancing?
I just making a damn